1. Flash forward 10 years later to 2030. Exterior house on an island. Super, we see a long sand barrier located a mile off the southern coast of Portugal. Here we find the arrival of the protagonist, James, an aging time traveler, 60s, from the past. From viewer's POV, we see a concrete house half buried in the sand. Inside is a bare room with sunlight streaming in from the doorway. A white wall of limestone starts to fall apart. Crack. Chunk of wall breaks free. Much larger, 5 feet wide. Then another, the hole getting bigger until a hand appears. As the limestone falls away, it reveals a man. He's now lying on the floor in the dirt of the room of the house. Screen shows the man, James, our protagonist. He appears with shoulder-length shaggy hair covered in dust and a red beard. He massages his temples, breathes slowly, his head throbbing in some pain. He tries to stand up and falls down. Turning his head, he looks around the concrete room to check that he's alone, but only sees hot air streaming onto his face from outside. James. My God, what is this place? Where am I in reality? Perhaps I died and have come back in a dream. Interior island house. Close on as he stands and walks to the door to see nothing but sand and clumps of grass being blown by a hot wind. He's wearing his usual travel pants, a shirt, and trainers on his feet. Exterior island. James walks west across the flat sand and reaches a gully that's been flattened by a great force of water. Looking across the water, he sees tall buildings still intact that must be the mainland. James looks under the rubble and finds a paddleboard. Exterior island. James launches the board and starts paddling towards the mainland, where he sees a flashing red light on the shore. He meets a mountain of debris blocking his way that's cleared by a school of dolphins. Exterior mainland, quay. James sitting at the bottom of stone steps leading up to a damaged quay, where he hears a voice above that he recognizes from his past. His name is Ben Romford, who James knew as a teenager, but it's 10 years later. He's Janet's son, grown into a tall, athletic man in his early 20s. Ben. Hello, James. You're late. Almost 10 years late. James. Really? I'm sorry I don't remember much, except I think I left Janet's house on that island across there. James, where the hell have you been? I had to swim to get back here, so if I'm late, what year is it now? You really don't know what's happened to our planet? Well, the year is 2030, November 2030, to be precise. Exterior mainland Portugal. Ben helps James climb the steps to the quay above, where the screen is of total devastation. Boats and yachts up on the road, many of the buildings broken and destroyed by the waves. James. There was a pandemic on this planet, wasn't there? Ben. Yes, but that was years ago. Here, take this blanket before you catch a cold. Okay, how do we get out of this place? Everything looks derelict and it has been swept away by the flood. Can we still get to an airport? No, James. Faro Airport was badly damaged and has been underwater for months. Great. So how did you get here? I was advised of your arrival by your mind reader and flew down here in Janet's new hover plane. Which is where? Just over there. It's a lot smaller than before, but much faster, you will see. So where are all the people? There looks to be no one around. They were evacuated to higher land before the waves came. Come on, James, we must leave as soon as possible. Do you know the location of Janet's house now? Yes, of course. It's an island off the coast of Portugal, if you remember your geography. Well, thanks, Ben, for coming to look for me. You may have saved my life. No, James, I think the dolphins did that. Come on, follow me to the plane. We need to get back to London. Exterior mainland Portugal. First view of a small plane when Ben hits the activate button, the flying machine lights up with glowing energy that James has never seen before. He guesses the plane is of an alien design. James. What the fuck? Where did you get this thing? It looks almost alien. Ben. Yes, it's most certainly alien and has room for two persons in the back. I'm not sure I want to go anywhere on this thing. Do you know how to fly it? Yes, I've had some training, but this is only the second flight I've done. Okay, how do I get on board? Go under the tail and look for the footsteps in the hull and pull yourself up inside. That doesn't sound so easy. I'll open the rear door for you to climb on board. Okay, I've made that. Now what? Put on the headphones on your seat so we can talk to each other. Wow, this looks really cool. All alien technology. Where did your mother, Janet, find this machine? 8 years ago, after you disappeared, Mum had fallen out with the U.S. authorities and found this replacement plane. The design looks to have been reverse-engineered, so how's it work, Ben? We climb to about 300 feet off the ground with an anti-gravity device. I input the coordinates and we fly to the destination. What's the speed, Ben? Mach 5 or something? No, James, it's instant, as in time travel. Now, if you put on your safety belt, I'll start the procedure. We're going back to Janet's house in Windsor. No, James, London's still flooded all the way past Windsor. We have to land at a higher elevation in High Wycombe. Would this place be a training center for military-based aircraft? Yes, James. It's called the No. 22 Group in the RAF. What if I don't want to go to a military airbase in the UK? That's not possible because we're already here. What will I do after arrival? You will almost certainly have to quarantine for some days. After that, we can meet and plan our next move. Exterior Airbase, Chiltern Hills, England. James looks down to see the lights of the airfield below as the craft slowly touches down on a landing pad. A team of men in white suits spray the plane. James, what's happening now? Are we being de-iced? Ben, no, that's a spray to remove any toxic dust after a flight through interstellar space. Thank you, Ben. That was a most impressive first flight. Let me deboard first and explain who you are. After that, you will be in the hands of the medics. Craft is towed inside a hangar. Plane's rear door opens and James is looking down at a plastic tunnel. Ground control. Please leave the plane now, Mr. Pollock, and slide down the tunnel to our medical reception area. Now, we must go back to 2020 to understand what happened.